The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Children all over the world love Eric. Except for one 10-year-old girl named Ramona. She can't stand Eric. And she's not afraid to say so. Mm-mm. Yeah, okay, I admit it. I am Ramona. I hate you, Eric. I hate you, I hate you, I hate you, infinity. Oh, yeah, and here you are. I mean, here he is. Eric Metaxas.
Ramona? Really, Todd? Ramona? Wow. Hey, pray for Todd, folks. Sounds serious. I'm talking in this hour, continuing the conversation with my friend Michael Youssef. We began it in hour one. We now continue it. And after this segment, I will have the great fun to continue speaking with Milo Yiannopoulos. It's Milo week on the Eric Metaxas Show. Buckle your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy week. Michael Youssef, welcome back. Your book is The Third Jihad. We've stirred up controversy because... Oh, you stirred up controversy because I interviewed you on your show in Atlanta, and it aired in the UK.
Right.
And the British Communication, what do you call it? British Communication?
Communication Office, Government Communication Office.
Sent you some very threatening legal letters, which you forwarded to me because my name and my comments in the interview were mentioned.
Yes.
And I thought, I feel like Martin Niemöller in the Third Reich when Goebbels or Goering reads a transcript of his previous evening's phone conversation.
Yes.
It's like, well, here's what you said. And it's very intimidating.
Yeah.
Never
word
happened
for
to
word.
Me before.
Word for word.
Well, yeah. And so they're telling you, we've got our eyes on you. You better watch your step.
Exactly. And I think that's the point. And they want to make sure that you – basically, the TBN would not back down. I'm so grateful for them and the leadership in London, a really amazing group of leaders there. They would not back down. They would not say, we're not going to have him on the program again. And they said, no, we stand together as one. And we have a lawyer. They're working with both of us. But I provided the bulk of the information because, again, the Third Jihad book, when you look at it and you read the thing and you get to it, you say, where did he get this? You go back and you see the footnote. It's translated from their work. Everything comes out of document, document, document. I learned this when I did my PhD back at Emory in the 80s, early 80s. They always taught you to document everything.
Yeah.
And I learned that lesson, so I try to document everything. I'm not going to make any accusations, false or otherwise. I just don't make accusations.
Well, look, you're talking about very serious stuff. It better be true. Otherwise, of course, you're going to get in trouble. But here's the good news and the bad news. It is true.
Yeah.
You've done your research. I know, because I've read the book, that this is a very serious accusation that radical Islam is trying to infiltrate the West. And there are people, naive people, in the British government, in the United States government, usually it's the deep state types, who don't really have any clue of this any more than, let's say, many ministers in Europe had a clue of the threat of the Nazis. The Third Reich has as its cognate the Third Jihad. This is a stated intention to take over the world. This is not a movie.
No.
This is real.
Absolutely.
And you're simply telling the world about it.
Telling the world about it because now most of the world will not be able to read it. Not only if they, even if they read Arabic, there's so many people. But I read, actually, I'm constantly reading the press in the Middle East every day, literally every day.
You read Arabic.
I do.
I want to be clear.
Yes.
You are from that world. You grew up in Egypt. You read Arabic.
Right.
So you are not some stranger. You are in the middle of this world.
Right. And as you know, Eric, I have had the joy of meeting with some government leaders in the Middle East, particularly in Egypt and elsewhere, who are very much concerned that these people who are now barred from their home countries are now going to England and they're going to the United States and they are forming organizations, getting nonprofit status, and in order to infiltrate our political parties because they are awake to them over there. And they said, well, we need to get out of here. Not that they've given up. They're still causing trouble in the Middle East.
Right.
And President Sisi of Egypt has been trying so hard to eliminate terrorism, but they're still working in the Sinai Desert.
Well, I really think we have to push back. We have to fight back. And I hope TBN UK will think about airing this conversation because I want people in the UK to know that you can love people.
Absolutely.
And you can still differ with them ideologically.
Yes.
We're talking about freedom, Michael. We're not talking about Americanism.
Right.
We're not talking about forcing Christianity. We're talking about freedom.
Absolutely.
And this is something which is not – most of us who have these freedoms – aren't even aware of what they are. So in having this conversation with you, I want people to be aware.
Well here's the fact. I've posted the pictures, the videos on my social media. An evangelist happened to be an African in London, in Hyde Park, preaching the gospel. Police comes in, take a Bible away, arrest him. And he kept saying, please don't take away my Bible. And by the same token, is a Muslim preacher just around the corner. And the police went to him and said, please stop, sir, you're disturbing me. He said, you're going to come after me? He backed off. He said, come on after me. And the policeman just walked away because intimidation had worked and is working and is frightening people in government. It's frightening business people in England and in some parts of the United States. And it's frightening the average individual. I have people in my church said, you know, you're going to bring us terrorism into this place. I said, well, look, if the Lord takes us home, it'll be a great privilege, and I'm happy to be the one to bear that brunt. But we cannot live in fear because that means they've succeeded. If we start my generation and yours may not see it, but certainly our grandchildren will absolutely experience it. It'll be worse than what they see in Iran today if we do not speak out now.
Well, that's why I encourage my audience, get a copy of The Third Jihad, Overcoming Radical Islam's Plan for the West by Michael Youssef, Youssef. What can we do, Michael? I mean, I know reading this book, I can have you on this program. We can discuss this. What else can people do?
I think people need to be aware of the fact that even some of the conservative media is now would not air some of the things that we're talking about. I mean,
What happened with Judge Jeanine Pirro made an anodyne comment question.
Yes.
There was nothing wrong with her question.
Right.
Fox took her off for several weeks.
Right.
I have to tell you, that was chilling. That was amazing to me that Fox News, because of Murdoch and his connections with Arab
Waleed,
money and
Sheikh Waleed,
because of that, even Fox News is bowing to this pressure.
I wrote an op-ed for FoxNews.com on anti-Semitism. Just think about this. A guy with my background documenting, and I thought it was well thought out op-ed. They would not publish it because they said, in the light of all this happening with Judge Jeanine, we can't publish this now.
You're kidding.
I am not kidding you. I mean, the conservative outlets in America now being intimidated.
All right. So people now have to go to Salem Media and TBN.
Yep.
I mean, we're talking about this freely because we believe in truth and openness and freedom. That's why I'm proud to be an American.
Sure.
And
the First Amendment is still a...
But can you imagine that we even have to say this, yeah. that when we're talking about Fox News or, yeah. or whatever? I'm so proud of you as my friend that you've written this book, again, The Third Jihad. I don't know where we go from here, Michael. What has the reception been? Because the book has been out now for more than a month. Yeah. What's the reception been?
Well, it sold about 30,000 copies and is doing okay. Amazon just ordered another 1,500 copies. I'm glad for this kind of modest success. I wish every American would read it because it is not a Christian book.
Yeah.
A Jewish person, a Catholic person, any person could read that book.
Well, including any Muslim. I hope Muslims will read it.
I have Muslim friends who have read it and have commented on saying, thank you for bringing this up, because we are frustrated because people tie us with the Islamists.
Yeah.
And they are really even more enthusiastic about this than others.
Michael Youssef, I'm sorry we're out of time. Congratulations on The Third Jihad. Thanks for being my guest.
Thank you, Eric.
And folks, don't forget, I was on Tucker Carlson last night. Great video. Please share it with your friends. And tonight, I will be on with Tom Shalhoub, FoxNation.com. And in a couple of minutes, yeah, Milo, he's back.
Are you overwhelmed, unable to think clearly or sleep well at night, or just trudging through each day but not really enjoying your life? I'm a counselor with Faithful Counseling, and that feeling of distress can sometimes be because you're wrestling with a problem that seems too big or too impossible to overcome. Other times, people are consumed by a past hurt. I'm part of a network of Christian counselors, fellow believers, trusted therapists who share your faith. We want to give you a free week so you can try us out. You can begin a conversation with one of us by text or phone, even video conferencing today. Are you ready to shake this off and begin enjoying your life? If it's not for you, cancel during your first week and you'll not pay a dime. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Go now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com.
There's simply no explanation. Your son's a miracle.
Breakthrough is the feel-good, inspirational movie event audiences around the country are raving about.
He just came back to life.
Critics are calling it remarkable. A heartwarming story of faith, love, and community.
The old fiercest mama bear
that I've ever known.
From the producers of Miracles from Heaven.
The power of God's love makes all things possible.
Breakthrough. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Not playing. Only in theaters.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of LicoChops, get the third bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Hey there, folks. It's Eric Metaxas here. You all know how much I love MyPillow, and now Mike Lindell has come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. He finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. This is not a joke. His new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and he guarantees they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on these sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else. The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 800-978-3057, 800-978-3057, and use promo code ERIC or METAXAS to get 30% off plus free shipping, or go to MyPillow.com, but be sure to use the code ERIC or METAXAS, MyPillow.com.
Are you overwhelmed, unable to think clearly or sleep well at night? Or just trudging through each day but not really enjoying your life? I'm a counselor with Faithful Counseling. And that feeling of distress can sometimes be because you're wrestling with a problem that seems too big or too impossible to overcome. Other times, people are consumed by a past hurt. I'm part of a network of Christian counselors, fellow believers, trusted therapists who share your faith. We want to give you a free week so you can try us out. You can begin a conversation with one of us by text or phone, even video conferencing today. Are you ready to shake this off and begin enjoying your life? If it's not for you, cancel during your first week and you'll not pay a dime. Go to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's so easy to get started and your first week is free. Go now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com.
David Bowie for my guest. Milo is my guest. Milo, welcome. I like you so much that I'm willing to play a little Bowie, even Bowie that I don't love. And you've been such a sport that maybe I'll throw in some Mariah Carey for you. Don't bet on it.
Now you're talking.
Don't bet
Good
on
grief.
It.
Grief, I come all the way over here. Not a hint of a pop diva. I am so young.
But you bring in...
My only recollection... Yeah. of that artist is in the Labyrinth movie, you know, the Jim Henson movie.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Don't remember him as a musical artist.
How very embarrassing that you've watched that movie. Listen, let's talk about you and your book before we forget.
I used to love that film.
You've written a book called Milo, How to Be Poor. Let me ask this question.
Yes.
Is the title How to Be Poor, or is the title Milo, How to Be Poor?
No, that's a sort of stylistic conceit.
I've never seen this.
Cover design.
Well,
you've never seen things until you see them on the cover of my book. My first book, Dangerous, just said Dangerous Milo, like an album cover, because it was just a sort of iconic cultural moment, you know?
Yeah.
So I like to play with my book covers.
Kind of like Meet the Beatles.
I guess. Again, too young. But
have you heard of Abraham Lincoln? Churchill?
I have.
What about Churchill?
No, you know what it is? We were talking about this off air. There's that sort of... I think it might even be longer than a decade. I think it might be the two decades before you're born are always a mystery to you. So I'm born sort of 84. So 60s and 70s are a foreign country. I just can't wrap my head around them at all. And the 50s... It's like 40s, 50s, sure. As soon as you get into hippies, Beatles, beginning of rock, This doesn't do anything for me.
That's a great pity, actually, because it is widely known that some of the best music written was written in the 70s. I'm sorry to say that's a fact. Mm. And all you have to do, if you don't believe that, is listen to, for example, Mariah Carey, and you'll know.
Well, it's now when when America started to destroy itself in the 60s and 70s, if it had just
that's a fact.
Stayed the way it was in the 1950s, everything would have been all right.
You know, that's an interesting point.
Progressed past, I could have done without Mariah. I could have made do with Minnie Riperton. I would have been perfectly happy.
Minnie Riperton. There's a 70s happy. Voice. She's the 70s.
Oh, is she 70 that late? I thought it was... Mm.
Yeah. Mm. She's the 70s. She's
I've got nothing.
You know that she had famously had a five-octave range. You know the song Loving You?
Yeah, of course. Well, that whistle register is regarded to be the biggest creative influence on Mariah Carey's own, you know.
Now, do you know who Minnie Riperton's daughter is?
I don't.
Really?
I do not.
Okay, when we come back, or maybe I'll give you a hint. On SNL, she always portrayed Donatella Versace.
I don't think I ever saw Donatella on SNL, but then I wasn't in this country until recently. No, I have no idea. Who is it?
We're gonna let the audience right now is
agonizing.
Very excited about
you
this.
You see how he's torturing you, tormenting you over this commercial break when he could just tell you.
No. But it's so interesting that you thought Minnie Riperton wasn't from the 70s.
I thought she must have been much earlier than that.
No.
Oh, well, I don't get her either then, do I?
No.
Well, who do I get? Nobody.
I don't know. What about, let's talk about Wagner.
Because of course, some of the great recordings were In the 60s, it's true, but in the 50s, you had Lawrence Melchior as Siegfried at Bayreuth. So he's what recordings we have of Melchior singing Siegfried in particular blows Wolfgang Van Gassen out the water. A lot of the later tenors.
Only Wagner fans will know what you're talking about. Why don't you do a favor? Let's go slumming for a moment and tell my audience and me who's Richard Wagner.
Wagner's the best argument that we have against the current trend of, taking Michael Jackson off the rotation on the radio station because there's a documentary alleging certain things. Wagner's the best example in history of the necessity of separating art from the artist because he was an utterly reprehensible and disgusting human being who nonetheless created some of the most transcendently beautiful works of art in the Western canon, especially... Tristan and Isolde, which is famous musicologically for some of the innovations in it, sort of mathematical and harmonic things he did there that I won't bore you with, but also just the sheer scope and imaginative range, this massive, bombastic, but stunningly beautiful moments in his operas. One of the great three composers, but as a human being, anti-Semitic, dishonest, never paid his debts, a terrible, a real failure as a human being. But one of the greatest artists that we've ever had, and so if you feel like dipping a toe in classical music, and you know that you like bombast, so perhaps you like Guns N' Roses, perhaps you like David Bowie, perhaps you like some glam rock or anything big and expansive.
Elton John?
Yeah, maybe Elton John. So
then you have heard of Elton John.
I have heard of Elton John, unfortunately. Every gay person is shackled with that.
do you not like Elton John's music? Anything he did past, let me warn
really.
You, anything that he did...
I only liked Candle in the Wind 1997 when Diana died.
Oh, yeah, but here's the issue. He's the music that he did in the very late 60s and throughout the 70s is absolutely magnificent. Anything he did really after 1980, you run into some trouble because his fame got the better of him.
Did he write the Lion King songs?
Alas.
Did he just sing one?
With Tim Rice, wrote and sang and, just really sold his soul temporarily to Disney.
But they are wonderful.
Well,
it's the best Disney movie because the songs are the best.
Yeah, but some of those songs are so bad that we're going to change the subject.
No, they're not. What's a bad song in The Lion King?
Hakuna Matata.
No, it's just quirky and silly and fun. But I mean, it's silly. It's not supposed to be like a great, beautiful, moving thing. But the songs in The Lion King are amazing. That's why it's the best Disney movie.
Mm. Yes, naturally. Okay, so going back backward, if we could, to Wagner. Wagner is renowned as great, as anti-Semitic, and of course, it was, in fact, unfortunately, Adolf Hitler, who practically worshipped at his throne and was friends with Cosima Wagner and always attended the Bayreuth Festival, and that has sullied Wagner.
It has, although he is now being played by Israeli orchestras who have got over that because they correctly understand that you have to be able to separate the music from the artist. And most of his bad reputation comes from ugly things he said, not anything really in the music. Some people suggest that in one of the operas, his only comic opera, it's as close to comedy as someone like Wagner gets, The Master Singers of Nuremberg, that there are some vaguely anti-Semitic tropes, but they don't scratch the surface of what you find in Shakespeare. So I don't really buy that. I think that the bombast and pomp and circumstance and majesty of the music mapped nicely onto Hitler's ambitions for taking over the world,
right,
and some of the stuff that Wagner may have said in his life perhaps concorded with what Hitler believed. But there's no, in fact, in the music, and certainly the direction in which Wagner was going at the end of his life with Parsifal, as he basically discovered Christianity and God, he was moving very much in the opposite direction to the sort of specific kind of ethno-nationalism that Hitler was all about. Neither Nietzsche, whose works were completely destroyed and rewritten by his sister after his death, which is the only reason he ever had a Nazi reputation. Nor Wagner, for whom there's no basis really. I mean, you know, the Ring cycle is about redemption through love. I mean, it's the first sign that he's going to end up being a Christian, even though he doesn't know it yet. I mean, the whole Ring cycle is redemption through love. I mean, it is a crucifixion told through pagan mythology, but he might not have realized he was doing it at the time. But there's nothing in there that justifies or celebrates the sorts of things that Hitler was into. But the music is, you know, is that sort of high German pomp that I'm sure the Nazis enjoyed saluting to.
But that's what's so interesting about art, is that art itself can suggest things beyond itself. And when you think, for example, people often criticize Leni Riefenstahl as, actually, I shouldn't say people, Susan Sontag in particular.
Yeah. And Albert Speer also for doing the buildings.
Criticized Speer and much more pointedly Leni Riefenstahl, the filmmaker who made the propagandist films Olympia and Triumph of the Will, of making fascist art.
It's more justified in her case because, I mean, the camera lingers lovingly over the, you know, the stormtroopers in Nuremberg. You know, the way that it's shot is designed to be romantic and extraordinary and powerful. And it, you know, No.
I agree.
She's writing love poetry.
Yeah.
Whereas I think perhaps in the case of Speer, they're cool public buildings.
Yeah.
And they do look good.
Yeah.
I think we're all agreed now that it's okay to say they had nice uniforms and they had nice buildings too.
Right. It's more okay to say that if you're gay. We have to be back, folks.
Because it is mostly a fetish thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay, we're going to be right back with Milo Yiannopoulos. How do you say Yiannopoulos? How do you say Milo Yiannopoulos? How do you say it?
Milo Yiannopoulos.
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 Yiannopoulos. Be right back.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump says congressional investigations are politically motivated and he does not plan on cooperating. He also says he does not want any of his aides testifying before those congressional panels. He says it's just the Democrats' latest effort to try to unseat him in the 2020 election. And the president said today that he'll be fighting all subpoenas issued by House Democrats into their ongoing investigation. He says he thought after 2 years we would be finished with the Mueller probe, especially now that the report's been released. A British security official has confirmed a report identifying one of the Sri Lanka suicide bombers as a man who studied in Britain between 2006 and 2007. The official confirmed a report by Sky News identifying the man as Abdul Latif Jamil Muhammad. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average right now down by 20 points. NASDAQ is off by 2. More details at srnnews.com.
There's simply no explanation. Your son's a miracle.
Breakthrough is the feel-good inspirational movie event audiences around the country are raving about.
He just came back to life.
Critics are calling it remarkable. A heartwarming story of faith, love, and community.
Your fiercest mama bear
that I've ever known.
From the producers of Miracles from Heaven.
The power of God's love makes all things possible.
Breakthrough. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Not playing. Only in theaters.
It's Better Together, the exciting daily half-hour talk show by women and for women. It's good friends like Lori Crouch, Christine Kane, Carrie Jobe, Victoria Osteen, Lisa Harper, and many more. It's more than just a TV show. It's your daily destination for love, friendship, encouragement, and community. It's Better Together, 1:30 Eastern, 10:30 Pacific, only on TBN. Text TOGETHER to 316-316 to join in. That's TOGETHER to 316-316. We'll see you real soon.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor. The way you get your medicine prescriptions is now changing across America. GoGoMeds.com can deliver your medicine right to your door. Ask your doctor to send your prescription to GoGoMeds.com. Once you fill in your information, it's in the system and your prescription is delivered. It's just that easy. Go to GoGoMeds.com and use the promo code Mike2018 and save $10 on your first prescription. That's GoGoMeds.com, and the promo code Mike2018 gets you $10 off your first prescription.
Hey there, folks. That's Donnie and Marie. I promised you more Donnie and Marie, but that's all you're going to get for months. Believe me, I'm sitting here with Milo, the author of Milo, How to Be Poor. And the word poor, when you pronounce it the way the English pronounce it, you think of Oliver Twist and there's something romantic about it. When you say poor the way we Americans say it, it just sounds depressing.
Poor. Yes, because it is depressing. But it needn't be.
Back to Wagner. actually, I did want to ask you seriously,
yes.
How was it that you came to be interested in the music of Wagner? That's really not typical for someone of your generation.
No, well, we're both nerds. My dad was into it, and he used to play it very loudly around the house, and I mostly sort of subconsciously kind of absorbed something, because about 15 years later, when I was starting to educate myself about classical music and find out what was out there, they say if you're into Wagner, you're into Wagner at the exclusion of all else. It's typically how it happens. You know, real Wagner fans don't really listen to very much else. And if they do, it's not classical or opera or, you know, it's some
Mariah
other genre.
Carey.
Well, in my case, yes. It's some other genre entirely. It's got a sort of... I think you can hear the devil in it. It's got a sort of sickness to it. And it's the manner through which that sickness is cured, that the tensions are resolved, that the stories move in the direction of, you know, self-sacrifice and love and whatnot, that is, I think, mesmerizing for somebody who is grasping for faith or for some kind of anchor.
Meaning.
And I think at the time, when I was 15 or something, you know, life was pretty dreadful. It was this vast mystery that was a comfort and a challenge. And it's an intellectual challenge listening to something like Wagner, because it's so complicated. You don't have any idea what you're listening to without reading many, many books before you even attack.
Is
you know.
That right?
Really, yes, because, you know, he's... You know, when you watch TV or whatever and you'll hear a bit of theme music that's for a particular villain, something pops out of the orchestra watching a Marvel movie. Well, this comes from Wagner. You know, Berlioz did it and called it the Idée Fixe, but it was more just play that tune when this person is mentioned. Wagner had this, call them motifs, leitmotif idea, where the story would be told through the music, in a sense that you almost wouldn't need words, although they were sung on stage. So there would be a sword motif, and there would be the motif of the character who perhaps took up the sword, but then they would start to blend with one another and change each other, and perhaps they would move to a different instrument or whatever, all the while telling you something about what had happened to that character or what had happened to that element in the story. The most extraordinary complexity and richness and estimates vary, but I think at the end of Götterdämmerung, they say it's like 300 of these things come together in the final 20 minutes of this, you know, whatever. And they're just all bouncing around all over one another, like shooting across the orchestra, almost unimaginable complexity. And that was as a boy, that's an intellectual challenge, you know, because boys are always attracted to the math element of music. I was awestruck by it from my teens.
I can't help but asking what sort of father you had who was listening to Wagner. I don't know your family story.
My dad was very weird. So my dad is basically, you know, a small-time gangster from the home counties in England, kind of a Guy Ritchie movie character. But at the same time, he also had a postgraduate degree in fine art and was a big Wagner fan.
Now, hang on. What?
You just said something really very difficult to take in. That's so hard to fathom.
So I would come down in the morning and hear somebody talking to my dad in the kitchen, and they'd be saying something like, I'm giving it all up, Nikki. I'm turning over a new leaf. I'm giving up a life of crime. I'm not going to do anything that's going to get me any more than 18 months. And true story. I did hear that. My dad was just this like terrifying bruiser who, unknown to any of the people he worked with, came home and sculpted and painted. I have some of his oil paintings. And listened to Wagner and went to art galleries. He's moved to Cornwall now, which is where you go if you want to paint for 20 years before you die. But for the majority of his life, he was, you know, running security in pubs and nightclubs. He's a deeply contradictory and funny and fascinating character. Fruit did not fall far from the tree.
I was going to say, that's very, very interesting.
But now, this is what made me so intensely comfortable with being utterly contradictory and peculiar and incoherent, because I realized you don't have to be. Dad's happy and has made a ton of money, and he has a wife and kids, and he never needed to reconcile or resolve these things. So why do I?
Why does anyone?
This is what's made me comfortable. Sincerely saying I like Mariah Carey as much as I like Wagner. I like, you know, reading serious books as much as I like writing stupid ones. It's real. It's not an act, and it's, I think, from my dad, who is a deeply preposterous figure, but also just fascinating.
Is he still with your mother?
No, God, no. No. He has a new wife and I think 7 children. He's sort of popping them out one a year at the moment. My mother has a new husband. They split up. I was a product of a revenge pregnancy, so the story goes.
Revenge pregnancy. God works in mysterious ways. We're going to be back with Milo, his new book, How to Be Poor. Albin, I want to tell you about Relief Factor.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I take it all the time.
I know you do.
A lot of people take it. Half the media are talking about it. But on this program, instead of me talking about it, how about if we could get somebody else to talk about it? Somebody, for example, named Finetta.
Oh.
Over the years, as I got older, I noticed pain in my hips, and it got worse and worse. Trying to walk upstairs, it was so miserable. That morning, I heard about Relief Factor. I ordered it right then. Within 3 weeks, I was free of pain.
That's what everybody says. You try it within three. If it's not helped you within 3 weeks, I wouldn't use it. But most people are helped by it. It's all natural botanicals. You could take it all day long. It's just not the kind of thing you have to worry about, like Advil or something. Well, you know, you don't want to take that stuff regularly. So go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. It has helped me. It has helped a ton of people. I highly recommend it. I beg my relatives to take it. Relieffactor.com.
It's Better Together, the exciting daily half-hour talk show by women and for women in all seasons of life. Each day, host Lori Crouch welcomes popular women in ministry, music, entertainment, and more. It's good friends like Christine Kane, Carrie Job, Victoria Osteen, Lisa Harper, Dee Dee Freeman, Holly Wagner, and many more. So grab a cup of coffee, settle back in your favorite easy chair, and join Lori and friends as they sit down for fun, faith, and some powerful conversations about relevant issues all women talk about. Relationships, addiction, identity, no topic is off limits. Better Together is real friends getting together for real conversations. It's more than just a TV show. It's your daily destination for love, friendship, encouragement, and community. It's Better Together. Weekdays, 1:30 Eastern, 10:30 Pacific. Only on TBN. Text TOGETHER to 316-316 to join in. That's TOGETHER to 316-316. And we'll see you real soon.
Are you overwhelmed, unable to think clearly or sleep well at night? Are just trudging through each day, but not really enjoying your life? I'm a counselor with Faithful Counseling, and that feeling of distress can sometimes be because you're wrestling with a problem that seems too big or too impossible to overcome. Other times, people are consumed by a past hurt. I'm part of a network of Christian counselors, fellow believers, trusted therapists who share your faith. We want to give you a free week so you can try us out. You can begin a conversation with one of us by text or phone, even video conferencing today. Are you ready to shake this off and begin enjoying your life? If it's not for you, cancel during your first week and you'll not pay a dime. Go to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's so easy to get started and your first week is free. Go now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com.
Like the rest of us, you're probably tired of all those annoying sales calls to your home telephone number. Now, there's a solution. OurOldNumber.com will block those pesky robocalls from getting through, and most live sales calls will hang up. So how does it work? Callers to your home telephone number will hear a personalized greeting from you. The caller selects the family member they wish to reach, and the call is immediately forwarded onto the family member's cell phone. There's no equipment to buy, there's nothing to install, no long-term contracts. It's still your phone number and remains in directory assistance. The service is only $9.99 per month, and you can eliminate your landline connection and save money. Now, calls to your home phone number can reach any member of the family wherever they are and get rid of those annoying sales calls. OurOldNumber.com. It's just $9.99 per month. Go to OurOldNumber.com to learn how you can get started blocking sales calls today. That's OurOldNumber.com. OurOldNumber.com. You'll be glad you did.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch.
Couch. There's a word you won't find in anything by Wagner. Couch. Hey, folks.
Although he did like couches, he would insist on being draped in fine silk and reclining on chaise longue and couches and things like that. He spent his entire life surrounded with this excess of physical luxury. It was the only way he could create. So he may not have included any couches.
I've waited my whole life to hear someone say chaise longue.
Chaise longue.
Chaise longue.
Chaise longue.
Chaise longue.
I'm trying to think if there are any couches in there. I think there are. I know there are. The Tannhäuser, Venus, the god, is reclining on a couch or on a chaise.
As it were.
She's the god.
Couch as
we don't say that. No one has
well,
ever
no,
said that.
There's no we. I am we. Now listen, pal.
Anyway, Tannhäuser, I think Venus, who is the goddess of love, I believe that she's reclining on a chaise in the opera. So,
okay.
So perhaps you do find
it. And by the way, the man who just sang couch is the great Glen Campbell. We're talking about...
I don't
about,
know any of these people.
That's okay. You will. The great Glen Campbell. We're talking now about art. We're talking about Wagner. Are you familiar with Bach's St. Matthew's Passion?
Yeah, not intimately, but I do know it a little. It's one of the greats. I was a chorister, so I know a lot of that kind of genre.
Somehow I knew you were a chorister.
Head chorister at Canterbury Cathedral, actually.
Really?
Hmm.
I love the idea that, as you were saying earlier, that you're very comfortable being who you are, which is to say... doing things that are silly and lowbrow and loving Wagner. And in other words, as you described your father, there's a great freedom in that. It's yeah. also rather rare.
But it's also powerful because, you know, my critics on the left and on the right, too, are very fond of dismissing me as insubstantial. They say he's a troll. He just wants attention. He has nothing to say. You know, he doesn't have two brain cells to rub together. And they know that's not true because... They need only listen to a single college talk of mine, for instance, or read anything I've written to know that I may start with the sorts of language that you can't recommend to your audience, but which does get through to mine, who are perhaps 20 or 30 years younger. But though I may, you know, though I may begin like that, there is always a climax to my speeches, which is either theological or historical or scientific, before I, you know, go back to making jokes about lesbians. But there's a point to it. And it's twofold. And we spoke about this briefly, I think, last time I was on your show or the time before. Not only is there something perfectly respectable and decent and defensible about speaking the way that people do, semo humilis, right? You know, to meeting people where they are and talking in the common language. But also the being able to switch effortlessly between the two, which I guess is the Jewish high verbal IQ. You see, I couldn't have done it without that. Being able to switch between the two is enormously rhetorically powerful, and it means that you can draw in college kids with the theatrics and the spectacle and the silliness, and then talk to them about abortion or talk to them about something else that's important, that's real. But they almost don't realize that they've been educated. All they know is that they've been laughing for an hour and a half. And I think that it's an easy and stupid allegation to make, you know, that just because somebody is funny and can be ribald or whatever, that they must necessarily be insubstantial.
Ribald is better than ribald. I'm forced to pronounce it ribald, otherwise I would be accused of being pretentious. Let me ask you...
Toi.
Moi.
Pretentious toi.
Moi. let me ask you, since I ought to have asked you long before now, I took an outrageous amount of grief for having had you on the program the last time, and I was quite proud to do that, I should say. But it is interesting to me the way many conservatives were just so upset that I would give you airtime, and I thought part of that has to do, I'm sure, with my own ignorance of some things that you've said or done. But it bothered me that they could be
really
so vicious. They don't know why.
They don't know why.
But isn't it the same reason that many of the Never Trumpers despise Trump?
Yeah, it is.
Isn't it?
It is. It's the same thing. What happens is that they are. If you ask them, well, what did he say on the show you didn't like, or what is it that he's done, or whatever, they'll be able to trot out a rumor or a slander or a platitude or whatever, but they won't be able to say anything that actually genuinely upsets them, because your name has become a shorthand for a variety of things they hate. So Trump is, for the coastal liberal metropolitan elites, shorthand for a variety of gauche impulses from the flyover states that they just can't stand, you know, because this is not really a politics thing, it's a class thing. When we talk about New York Times versus Trump and his supporters, it's about class. There's a new book coming out from The New Yorker by this guy Andrew Marantz, and he's, you know, it's about how technology companies invented this stuff that enabled these bad actors like Milo Yiannopoulos to sweep in and to mainstream hate and ugliness. And they asked me to fact check it, and I said the premise of this book is ludicrous. What happened is comment sections and social media arrived, and all of a sudden you found out how ordinary people talk, and you were horrified by it, so you called it abuse and harassment, closed your comment sections, and found someone to blame. No. The truth is, you don't know how people talk. You don't know what they care about. You don't know what their anxieties and concerns are. And the direct, coarse, and sometimes unsophisticated way that people who do not write words for a living but might maybe have a real job, the way those people express themselves, it may not be as elegant as the way you express yourself. Sometimes it may even shock you because you're, you know, such a delicate wallflower blogging from, you know, Manhattan. But it is not abuse and it is not harassment. It's simply that you don't understand the working classes and you're scared of them. And if you know anything about them at all, you hate them. I think something like that's going on here. I think it's the class interloper. There's an extraordinary sort of almost Versailles-like, you know, sort of Louis XIV-style aristocratic system of manners about the Republican Party in this country, and it is ridiculous. This country is, you know, as old as you know, from, I mean, my college, the first one before I got thrown out, first one I got thrown out of was built in 1412. I mean, you know, there are panels in my house in London that are twice the age of this country. you know, I mean, it's just ludicrous to keep up this pretense that there has to be this elaborate system of manners in polite society to exist. It's laughable, but of course it's a mechanism of social control, and it's designed to keep out undesirables. Yeah. And Trump and I are undesirables.
Yeah. Well, and I suppose having supported him and given you airtime, I'm now in that happy group and proud so to be. We'll be right back with Milos Yiannopoulos.
You cannot change.
There's simply no explanation. Your son's a miracle.
Breakthrough is the feel-good inspirational movie event audiences around the country are raving about.
He just came back to life.
Critics are calling it remarkable. A heartwarming story of faith, love, and community.
Your fiercest mama bear
that I've ever known.
From the producers of Miracles from Heaven.
The power of God's love makes all things possible.
Breakthrough. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Not playing. Only in theaters.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. How much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump says he's fed up with investigations being carried out by congressional Democrats.
I say it's enough. Get back to infrastructure. Get back to cutting taxes. Get back to lowering drug prices. That's what we should be doing.
And speaking today in Atlanta, the president said he is committed to fighting the nation's opioid crisis.
My administration is deploying every resource at our disposal to empower you, to support you, and to fight right by your side. And that's what we're doing.
The president and First Lady Melania spoke at a conference in Atlanta for elected leaders and health and law enforcement officials. Opioid abuse claimed nearly 48,000 American lives in 2017. On Wall Street, minutes from the close, the Dow is down 53.5 points. NASDAQ is off by 8. This is SRN News.
About life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-607-3551. That's 800-607-3551. 800-607-3551. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hey, we don't have the time for this stuff. We're talking to Milo. He's right here. Milo, we've just got a few moments left.
You have to be on quite a lot of drugs to enjoy that kind of music, don't you? For it to sound in tune.
No, not really.
To make sense.
Not really.
I like it.
But thanks for pretending to be highbrow and having a great ear, which I do. Hey, we were just talking about something actually quite important. The idea, I mentioned during the break, Martin Luther, and I discovered in the course of writing the story of his life that he had what you were describing yourself as having and Trump as having, the ability to speak to the masses in a way that connected with them very dramatically and which enraged the elites who had the levers of control until the recent invention of a certain technology, perhaps Twitter, perhaps the printing press.
And it's not just that, but it's the ability to operate in the world of the elites, too, perfectly serviceably and perfectly well, sometimes better than them, and also to be able to speak to the people they loathe. This stands to reason. I mean, if you think about the people who are sort of improbably well-connected to the working classes, who have a sort of weird affinity with them like Trump, I don't think it's that weird. I mean, he has the same tastes and habits and character, I think, as a lot of working people. You know, the food he eats, you know, the terrible infidelity, the bad language. I mean, he could be on one of those working class sitcoms, you know, as the head of the household. It's right. No surprise to me that he has an affinity with working men. And this, I think, comes, as we mentioned in the break too, from the British class system, where the aristocracy and the working classes would have lived together, and in some places in England still do, in the countryside. It's not, you know, the very, very posh and very, very poor people in England these days understand one another, as they always have, much better than they understand those weird, anxious, middle-class lunatics who live in the cities.
Or people who live in Bath.
Bath is difficult because Bath has sort of gone a bit metropolitan now. Anything with the university becomes a bit suspect, uh-huh. You know. I'm talking about the rural countryside.
Of course, I'm thinking of 19th century Bath.
Even then, because it's got a cathedral, because it's got schools, it doesn't really count. I'm talking about Northumberland, where you have hunts, right? Mm. Now, maybe that people, you know, the people with better educations and backgrounds and manners are on the horses, and the people who don't have money are whipping the hounds, but they're in the same place. They like the same things. They have respect for the same things. They maybe go to the same church together. They, you know, they love the same things, and they have the same kind of experience of life. The aliens aren't aristocrats. The aliens are doctors, lawyers, teachers, the weird people in cities who can, you know, and this is the case since Dickens, you know, the bizarre people who want to live in all that filth and chaos. You can get hints of this in all of Dickens, you know, the sort of rural idle simplicities, but it's sort of gesturing toward, you know, Eliot and whatever, versus his kind of filthy city. These days, the city is not filthy so much as anxious, and it's kind of contorted
and,
up in its own
in
neuroses, exactly. You know, the rest of us are like, my God, these people worry about what? You know, there's a whole city in convulsions of panic because they're worrying about whether they're using the right transgender pronouns. The rest of us are just getting on with life. They're the aliens. So it's not a surprise to me that I would be able to talk to ordinary people, you know, because I grew up around them and because I too like Trump, you know. If my last meal would be KFC too, you know. It is not a surprise to me at all. The real aliens, and this is what I really hope somebody's going to be brave enough to do on TV. You know, the whole reality TV and daytime TV, it was always about putting a working class circus on stage for the middle classes to laugh at home. Now everyone's laughing at them. Now everyone's laughing at social justice warriors and teachers and professors.
We have to end here. But the good news is it's Milo Yiannopoulos week on the Eric Metaxas Show.
Can't believe you're doing it.
See you tomorrow.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.